My name's Johnny.
Welcome to Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. Now I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message, which is about joy. The information is, I feel joyous as I celebrate life. Each new day is a treasure filled with life's gems, found in even the most ordinary moments. Joy fills my heart when I pause to notice the wonder that surrounds me. I let my gaze linger as I watch the setting sun, or close my eyes as I savor the sweetness of fresh fruit. Beneath the night sky, I breathe deeply and partake of fresh, clean air. The beauty of the world pales in comparison to the beauty within me. I am so deeply and wondrously blessed to know my oneness with God and with all that is. There is no greater joy. I wake and praise each new day and feel newly alive. I go out into the world to share the joy of being a child of God in the abundant universe. I spread light and love to everyone I meet, trusting they will know the joy of God as I do. And from the Bible, for you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands, I sing for joy. And that's Psalm 92:4. And now it's time for Sharing the Presence. Let's join us in singing while the Merkel family leads us. Now it's time for our opening statement. Let's all say our opening statement together. There's only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. It's time for our welcoming song. The Merker family will lead us in our welcoming song. People, get ready.
Yeah.
Please stand if you wish, and remember to stay up afterwards because we're going to run around and greet each other. Churching online. He's buying the Valerie View. I only see Fred there. Everybody look at the camera and wave at Fred. Say, hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred. Nice to see you.
So we have a board meeting next Sunday, also next Sunday, Mother's Day breakfast.
And what time will we be serving breakfast?
We will be serving breakfast directly at, oh yeah, that's right, breakfast at 8.
8?
9. 9:30. What do we have?
Service starts at 10. You gotta have time to eat and clean up.
Okay.
So probably 9 o'clock is best.
All right, there we go.
Okay, everybody good with 9 o'clock?
Decision. Got it.
Okay, Mother's Day breakfast will be available for anybody who wants to come at 9 o'clock.
With a stunning menu.
Pardon me?
With a stunning menu.
A stunning menu.
Okay, so what request do we have?
Frosted flakes.
Fruit loops. Okay.
She's on board.
Frittata.
Frittata.
So frittatas and breakfast cereal. Okay.
French toast.
Okay. So evidently you don't have to make your traditional waffles, Jerry. We're gonna make some French toast this time. One of the recipes I've watched my students bake a couple times is a French toast casserole. Well, would you be interested in that instead of regular French toast?
No, I
gotta know. Well, I'm gonna make it another day to bring it just because it looks so good. All right, any other announcements?
Yes, Isaac, would, no? Oh, I thought you were raising your hand. This is like an auction. He moved.
We have an opportunity for a couple of readers coming up, so check the schedule on the door right out here.
Okay. Okay, then we're going to move on to our unity statement then. There we go. And let's all say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love.
We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others.
God presence. Do we need to do that one again? We
yes.
teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence.
We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God.
Now it's time for a song of joy. Please stand if you like while the Merker family leads us in Deep Inside My Heart.
As I recognize my connection to spirit, the one presence and one power. power. I become more aware of my inner faculty of power. I feel it energizing and renewing from within. I am invigorated in mind, body, and consciousness. How wonderful that I have the power to choose my reaction to circumstances. Aligned with spirit, I take charge of my thoughts and words, knowing they have creative energy. I think and speak only positive, kind, affirming words regarding myself and others. As a result, my body thrives. I manifest loving, harmonious relationships, and I demonstrate prosperity and well-being. With gratitude and respect for this spiritual gift, I use my power to create my best life. Nothing is stronger than the power and love of God that flows within me. And from John 14:10, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me has his words. If you say affirmation of me, the presence and power of spirit now manifest in me and through me, I use my inner power
for the good of our world.
Thank you, Sherry. Now it's time for meditation song. Please join us as the word family leader said, Angel Wash, or I adore you, and Mary Nancy. Okay, now it's time for affirmations. Please join us. We'll say our affirmations together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and the perfect way. Okay, this is the first Sunday of the month, and today, Nina Songbird will be singing the traditional Lord's Prayer, which is normally followed by the Alleluia. Now, the recording today includes Nina Songbird, followed by Dr. Daria's speech for today, where she's going to be talking more about Go Through the Door in 2024, with a focus on who gets to live in the land of milk and honey. Now, Penny tells me there's a little bit of trouble with the audio on our video recording, so I think real quick we're going to go ahead and recite the traditional Lord's Prayer, and then let Penny play the audio singing version. So if you'll all say this with me together. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You can turn the zoomers off.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, and deliver us from error, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for
and now we will have the Alleluia.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Beautiful. Hallelujah. And that was Nina Songbird, my daughter. Thank you for that beautiful message through song and the medicine of song. We are always grateful for the medicine of song. And today I am continuing the series on Go Through the Door in 2024. Go Through the Door in 2024. And my theme today, each month on first Sunday, it changes. What aspect of going through the door will I talk about? And the theme this Sunday is, who gets to live in the land of milk and honey? The land of milk and honey. Who gets to live in the land of milk and honey? And I can just share with you right now, I say we do, but there's always a condition, you know, and sometimes we act as if the condition is just that we are part of the chosen people. But I say that it's not about the chosen people, it's the people who have chosen. It's the people who have chosen to live as true human beings and God's image. It's the people who have chosen to follow God's law. Because if we think about it, it is clear that there is a condition. It's if you follow these laws, if you follow what it is that God has set out as to the way for humanity to live, whatever your tradition it is, if you follow, then you get to live in the land of milk and honey. But sometimes I wonder about this particular notion and this promise and our ownership of it, you know, how we digest it, how we take it in, how we think about it, what we believe about it, and how we act accordingly. Because sometimes it feels like this promise is like a promise interpreted by two different opposing parties on a football team field, you know, each praying to win, right? So there are times when the way this is experienced is it is about one nation, a population, winning, and one nation or other nations then losing. But if it is true that the battle of the spiritual warrior is within, and we take that up to the level of a nation, then part of what we're always addressing is the enemy as the inner me, right? The enemy as the inner me. So working with these laws, I have to take it all the way to the part where we remember that we are one. So when we go through the door in 2024, we have to remember that the kingdom and queendom of consciousness, and part of functioning in that kingdom here on earth is, as we've talked about before, is to remember our wholeness, to remember our oneness of the one. So this is powerful because we all have some example, and I ask you as I talk today to draw on whatever is your experience in walking out the promise of being in the land of milk and honey, that land that is fertile, that land in which you have the experience of prosperity. It doesn't have to match someone else's experience of prosperity, but the experience of you and your people living together in a way that there is prosperity among them. You and your community, you and your people, you and your nation, And so it is with other nations, because in other traditions, there is also the promise of the land of milk and honey. So then my question begins to be, will we have peace? Will we have harmony? Will we have love unless we all can live in the land of milk and honey? If we believe and live by God's laws. When Spirit began to show me a series of visions about the land I was supposed to get in order to do the work that I do in the world, I was so excited. I began to recognize how my current life, although it was great, didn't reflect the potential promised in the visions that I had been shown. And so I began to pack up and I traveled west, keeping my place in the east, just to find this promise, to find where Spirit was leading me to go. I didn't realize it at the time, but that also meant letting go of some of the relationships that were wonderful relationships. I didn't know that some of those relationships might fade away as I was going to follow the vision. So it meant that I left a wonderful network of friends and family. I didn't devalue them. I didn't even know I might lose them. But in my earth journey, I knew that I had the experience of losing relationships, but not because I was per se following a spiritual vision. So I packed everyone in my heart and came out west to find this place that I had been shown in the vision. And I did not know that I would have these experiences that we see in many stories, many stories in the Bible and many stories in other sacred texts and many stories that are even in the secular world. Let's look at Deuteronomy and remind ourselves in chapter 11 about this promise of the land of milk and honey. You know, therefore, you shall love the Lord thy God and keep his precepts, his statutes, his judgments, commandments always. And know that this day that I do not speak to your children who have not known and who have not seen the discipline of the Lord your God. Because this chapter goes on to explain, you've seen the miracles. You've seen what God did to help you get out of bondage. You've seen what God has done and shown you and demonstrated. So your faith should be here. You've already seen this. You have evidence, not just the promise. You have evidence of what can happen and how God will support you following this leadership and following the vision. And further down into this chapter, therefore, you shall keep the commandments which I command you this day, that you be strong and go in and possess the land which you are going over to possess, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to them and to their descendants, a land that flows with milk and honey. For the land into which you are entering to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you came out, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your feet like a vegetable garden. The land you're going to possess is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks water from the rain and heaven, a land which the Lord your God cares for from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And if you shall hearken diligently to the commandments which I command to you this day, to love the Lord and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, he will give you the rain of your land in its due season. Due season, underline that. The early rain and the latter rain. And you shall gather in your grain and your wine and your oil. And he will make the grass grow. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be enticed. This is a promise to take you to where you need to be, to do what it is you have agreed to do in this lifetime with your God. Now, sometimes This has been interpreted to the danger of others. Well, God told me to go over here and take possess this land. Do I need to dispossess other people? I need to find a basis to demonize them and make it right for me. That's not in this text. It doesn't say, let's go in and get rid of everybody else. It is a message that there is a promise for you. For us to follow God's laws doesn't say one of those laws is not go in and get rid of other people. It says what? Love your neighbor. So how do you become a neighbor? How do you become a good neighbor is what this says to me. If I come out here and find this land, how do I build relationships? How do I build community? How do I relate to the ancestors of this land? How do I connect to the oneness of the one? How do I make myself a part of this whole? Now that's a piece of work. That is a piece of work. But if the land of milk and honey is only for me, it's how we interpret these things. So some people interpret that, you know, they are the real citizens. Everybody else who comes later is an immigrant. Well, our ancestors came, not my ancestors, but your ancestors, some of you came as immigrants, okay? My ancestors were enslaved coming. Now, and some of them were on this land and were dispossessed. And some of them, because of the mixture of bloods, did come as immigrants. If you're looking at the Quran, because this happens, this land of milk and honey is a message that appears other places, not just in the Judeo-Christian text. When they talk about paradise in the Quran, in Islam, there's a description of paradise that is promised for the God-fearing. Again, if you follow God's laws. In this paradise, there are rivers of water, never spoiling, rivers of milk, the taste of which would not go bad, rivers of wine, delicious to the drinkers, and rivers of honey, fully purified. And for them, there are all sorts of fruits and forgiveness from their Lord. So how can we all live in the lands of milk and honey? When I was preparing for this, I ran across many texts that said Israel is a manifestation of this scripture in Deuteronomy about the land of milk and honey. And then I find that Palestine is a representation of the land and milk and honey. And that many years ago, the hundreds of years ago, everyone lived in harmony in that land together until certain things happened that changed that harmony and that relationship. So here we are today, and we need to be asking ourselves, how can humanity in this country and globally, how can we all live in the lands of milk and honey? We are the wholeness. Say that to yourself. We are the wholeness. You can even say it out loud here in the sanctuary. We are the oneness of the one. Say it out loud in wherever you are sitting, if you're on Zoom. We are the seeds of Creator, now, then, and forevermore. We are the nations who are promised the land of milk and honey, if and when we live by God's laws and commandments. We are the nations who are promised the land of milk and honey, if and when we live by God's laws and commandments. We are Muslim, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, Ifa, Lakota, Cherokee, Zulu, Kemetic, Zen, and on and on. It's like Gandhi used to say, I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. In other words, saying whatever it is we have as a relationship with one, with our neighbor and with our other parts of our community and those who are different, we have with ourselves. So the way out of where we are living, if we want to go through the door and go into the land of milk and honey, we've got to think big. And that big is within us. That bigness, that bigness, that huge, that greatness, that huge consciousness is within us. We are all these things because we've been shown in so many different ways and in so many different traditions that we can be. And so we say in affirmation, we are the ones who have chosen to be the true human being. We are the ones who have chosen and are choosing to live in God's image as humanity. We are the hero and the heroine. We are the enemy and the monster to be overcome. We are the hero and the heroine. We are the enemy and the monster to be overcome. That's not an affirmation, that's just a description. One of my great nieces told me when I was down in Houston for my birthday, she looked at me and she said, Aunt Daria, I think you have a bald spot somewhere on your head there. Turn around. I think it's trying to get to be a little bald in one spot. And I said, well, that's very possible, dear. And she kept describing this to me and she apologized. And I wondered why she apologized. And she said, I'm not criticizing. I'm not judging. I'm just describing. That's what she says to me. She's 8. She says, I'm just describing, okay? I'm not criticizing. I'm not judging. I'm just describing. And I thought that was beautiful that she was so careful. She didn't want to hurt my feelings. So she wanted me to know that, in case I didn't know, that I had this slight bald spot. Right? And that there was more hair everywhere else, just this one little spot. And that she was not judging me, but rather she was just describing what is. So instead of us living as if we are in the land of milk and honey, sometimes we are living as if we are in the land of separation. We're in the land of fear instead of love. We're in the land of vengeance instead of reconciliation. We're in the land of repetitious harm instead of living in the land of milk and honey. We want to make peace. We've got to do several things, and we've been shown the way. We have to live not in the land of fear, oppression, and enmity that says the fight is out there somewhere, that I will be much better when I've destroyed you. You want to leave the land of bondage? Well, we stay in the land of bondage sometimes in our mind. We just leave the geography. Because if we keep the beliefs of the land of bondage, that there is this enemy that's only out there, only out there, then every time we destroy the enemy, we manufacture another. Then wherever we go, we're in bondage. We're not free. We manufacture the next enemy. So what do we do? Some of the hard things we love. And it's not as hard once we commit. If we're going to go through the door in 2024 into this true manifestation of humanity, not to discount all the wonderful things we've done in centuries, but we have some things we keep repeating. So do we choose to love our neighbor? Do we choose to recognize our errors? and make apologies. Do we choose to apologize? I apologize for what my ancestors have done to your ancestors, known and unknown. I apologize for how I may have, known and unknown, worked in error with you, spoken in error with you. And then in turn, from the bottom of my heart, I forgive you and I forgive myself. So we have to stand in that place where we are in the land of milk and honey, where we are in the vision of humanity, however we understand to paint that ourselves, of living as an expression of God, as a spirit, having a human experience, not just as an individual, but collectively, then we have the power to bring forth the lands of milk and honey wherever we are. You know, there are lots of examples about apologizing if you want to grasp some of those in the Bible. James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. There's a healing there in the acknowledgement. You want to bring truth and reconciliation like they did in many parts of South Africa after apartheid. Then that healing comes along with the recognition and the acknowledgement, okay? And you can't carry it with all the shame and guilt and everything else. You have to be able to do that healing. Matthew 5:23-24. So if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there and before the altar there and go. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. So it's a time to go through the door. We do need our reconciliation. We do need our reconciliations, our reparations, our many different ways of coming back to balance. Bear with each other in Colossians 3:13 and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. So when we sing that Lord's Prayer, are we just...
Our Father, which art in
me. When I was down in Houston for my birthday, she looked at me and she said, I don't
see.
Before the altar there and go. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. So it's a time to go through the door. We do need our reconciliation. We do need our reconciliations, our reparations, our many different ways of coming back to balance. Bear with each other in Colossians 3:13 and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. So when we sing that Lord's Prayer, we just pray the Lord's Prayer. We bring that up. We have that opportunity every day, however many times you want to say that prayer, at least 5 times a day. Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You know, I know some people who call themselves peacemakers and they bring the gun out. They're the peacemakers because they are entering a war zone and making peace with the gun. Okay. We're trying a different power and force, and to bring it into action with the lives that we lead. Stand here today and consider all this. But first, we go through this door of the land of milk and honey. We need to trust in God's faithfulness. We need to trust that we will be carried. We need to wait on the Lord, as Isaiah, as is said in Isaiah, that we will be like the eagle, that we will be high in the air. You don't see an eagle all the time flapping its wings, you know, that it is supported by the universe and all that is beneath it and around it and above it. We need to learn to let go, let God. So I'm going to ask Nina Songbird to sing Great is Thy Faithfulness, because this song represents part of what we know.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for error and peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Things are mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Amen. I say, hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
On my relations. All right. Yes, yes, yes. Great is thy faithfulness. So we have that faith, the evidence of things not seen. And we are moving on whatever that vision is. And as we move on that vision, we become its seed in whatever ground we are standing on. Whatever ground we are standing on, whatever ground we are crossing, we become that vision seed. And as we get to our destination, to what has been promised, you know, we sometimes are tempted because we're weary, and we're tempted to say, well, this must be it because I'm tired, knowing that this is not what I was shown. But I can rationalize how this must be it, right? This must be it. This looks like it. I'm tired, so it must be it. I ran out of money, so it must be it. I ran out of all the physical material support that I thought I had. So this must be it. It must be right to stop now. No, great is thy faithfulness. So we are to follow that which we have been shown, which we have seen, which is in our heart, which is in our soul, which is our destiny. We're going to go through the door in 2024. We're going to live in this and reach the land of milk and honey within ourselves and stand in that place. Wherever we are, we keep going until we are in the place that has been shown to us in the vision. And often people get too weary, or we use our fear, we use our limitations, we use our habits to stop ourselves or to sabotage ourselves. But I promise you right now, if we address whatever the spiritual warrior needs to address within, then this promise is unfolding and allowing the power's presence to uplift us. If we feel weary, we feel tired, we feel hurt, we can weep, we can rest, and we can take the burden to the altar. Because in this communion, to commune with the Christ consciousness, to commune with the infinite substance and source, to commune with Most High and beloved Holy Spirit, to commune here, as we are in the first Sunday, then we are once again saying, I'm in the oneness of the one. I am part of the wholeness of all creation, that all nations are within me. And even though we have a history that may be of families, loss of land, people being stolen from land, a history of oppression, a history of injustice. That is a burden and the pain that we can lay down so that we self-liberate. Doesn't mean we don't know about it. Doesn't mean we throw away our experience. Doesn't mean we can't discern it when we see it in our face. But we lay down and do the healing that is required for us to be fully liberated in the vision of humanity. In the battle of the spiritual warrior, we can make reparations. In the battle of the spiritual warrior, we can donate to the local indigenous nation where we live. We can leave property to our descendants and to their descendants. We can all contribute to bringing the world to balance. We don't have to wait on the government to make an agreement that this is the right thing. We can do this individually and collectively. We can support movements, land movements, to co-create economic freedom and sovereignty for Black, Indigenous, and people of color. We can create this kind of land of milk and honey for all nations within us. But first, we have to own all nations. So if we're following visions to contribute to freedom and justice, we can let go, let God, be obedient to spiritual direction from Most High, because this part of this starts at the inside and unfolds to the outside. Our activism is still alive. Our belief, our faith is still alive. And great is God's faithfulness. Be open and make your affirmations that you're open to receive whatever support and resources are needed, rather than being caught up in thinking you have to do it one particular way. And the light may come on for you, as it did for me on my land journey. At one point, I realized, I looked around, and I said, you know what? I am not in charge. These visions are a true promise. The universe supports me. I am not alone. Most High and beloved Holy Spirit provide it and always do. I expect a miracle. Like Eric Butterworth used to say, we don't achieve what we say we want to achieve necessarily. We don't achieve what we have always set out to achieve, but we achieve what we expect to achieve. So we need to expect those miracles. We need to expect to let go, let God. We need to expect that God brings in what God has promised and get out of the way. And God will show us how things work together for the good and bring us that which is beyond our expectation. And through this asking, I can see the role, the struggle, and the trials and the tribulations have played. I can see the source of the visions and the faithfulness of God. I can see my errors in thought and the errors of humanity trying to reach the land of milk and honey. This journey is laced with miracles upon miracles, wandering in the wilderness, tests of our beliefs, and learning the nature of our role in accountability to co-create the land of milk and honey in consciousness and in action here and now. So let's take a breath and do our meditation, remembering that for those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength and shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So we gather up our strength. We gather up our faith. We gather up our love. We physically make our apologies and our forgiveness. And let us stand in our consciousness here and now, wherever you're lying, wherever you're sitting, wherever you're standing. Imagine that you are the seed. Inhale, exhale. You are the seed of the vision you have been shown. You are the fertile ground. Inhale, exhale. You are the flowing rivers. You are the individual and collective presence of the land of milk and honey. Inhale, exhale. It is on your powers of recognition and acknowledgement of spiritual laws, righteousness, error, and the power of love that bring forth the necessary apologies, forgiveness, and new states of balance for us to begin again. I go through the door. I obey the guidance that comes from Most High and Beloved Holy Spirit. I walk with faith. I expect God's miracles to unfold. I am not alone. And I have all nations within me. And I support the oneness of the one and the love of God expressed through me and all of humanity. And so it is. Inhale, exhale. Just for a moment, watch what grows from the seed that you are in the ground where you lay, where you stand, where you sit. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians 4:6. Who gets to live in the land in milk and honey? We do. Thank you.
Dr. Okay, now we're gonna take just a few moments in the silence to absorb and reflect on that message. All right, now it's time for a healing prayer. If you would like to focus on a collective group healing energy for someone, speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our church have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to all people and animals displaced by war and natural disaster, the members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, those we've lit candles for, and those you can mention now. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine law. Amen. Now is our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to the spirit of generosity by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from me as a member of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts. Divine God, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Now it's time for a blessing of thanks. Let's all say our blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. We do good work in the world, and return to us, multiply abundantly, and so it is. That's time for a prayer of protection. Let's all say our prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Now it's time for a peace song. Let's stand, form a circle, join hands. Preparation for our song of peace. When you gather together, let's express our gratitude. Our gratitude for those who made our service possible today. Speaking of Dr. Gloria Fletcher's, sharing our leader, worker family, more musicians, and many who did our wonderful slideshow. Next week, our speaker will be licensed student teacher Marion Jones, who's going to come all the way from Canada to visit us in person. Woo! Now, please stay with us for a few minutes to wish a vision on Zoom or join us downstairs for fellowship.